Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We got a very fun, exciting, inspiring, and hopefully helpful show lined up for you guys today. As you know, this is the show where we send our love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Once again, I'm your host, Davey, and we are here to assist you in raising your vibration. Now, what does that mean, right? Every week we open the show and we say, we're here to raise your vibration. Come join us. Check it out. Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we dedicate our lives, yes, our lives, doing anything and everything we can to raise the vibration of you, everyone that you experience, everyone that comes into your experience, your planet, and the entire cosmos. It's my pleasure, guys, to welcome to the show. As you guys know, if you are avid Vibration Station listeners, then you already know him. I'm going to welcome Brother Colin. How you doing, baby?
Hello. How are you guys today?
Dude, we're doing great. How are you, man?
Everything's good, and we have a really exciting show lined up for you guys.
We do. We do. And Colin, first and foremost, I want to say thank you, brother, for being with us in the studio today and sharing your time. We got Colin live in the studio with us, and you know, it's always my pleasure. Colin and I have a long history together. He is a dear brother of mine, and not only just a brother, he's been a great mentor. He's been an amazing, was the best friend anybody could ever ask for. And you know, that's why I've asked Colin to participate in being the Vibration Station co-host, right? So on a lot of the shows, you will be hearing Colin's input. You're going to be participating in the show with Colin. And you can also feel free to email me anytime if you want to chat with either myself or Colin. You can email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. A lot of people do email davesgoodvibrationstation@gmail.com, and that's actually not the correct email. So the correct email is davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. So feel free to email us anytime. And man, I'm just so excited for today's show. We got a lot of really great things that we're going to be talking about. And on top of that, hopefully we get to assist the listeners in the process. So first and foremost, before we get into the topic of today's show, Colin, most importantly, how are you doing today, bro?
Delicious.
Delicious. I love it. I'm doing delicious too, man. I feel that. That's a great adjective. Speaking about delicious, we're talking about codependency.
The opposite of that.
It's bittersweet. So in the process of understanding codependency, it's a multifaceted experience being codependent or having someone in your life that's codependent on you. Colin, have you had experiences in your life of codependency, whether it's you being codependent or someone being codependent on you?
Oh, I think it's a thing that you're unaware of completely.
Yeah.
I think it's very hard to see when
And codependent obviously means two people, like, together.
Right.
Think.
They
not 100% sure.
Yes, yes. They completely... So, for those of you that are not 100% clear on the understanding of what codependency is, it is essentially, and we'll go ahead and pull up the Webster definition for you, but in a nutshell, essentially what it is excessive emotional or psychological resilience on a partner. So typically one who requires support on account of an illness or an addiction or even just a day-to-day routine of expecting you to be there, expecting you to fulfill a certain void in their life, right? Now, something that's very interesting about codependency is there's in the words of Colin, there is a delicious side to being codependent, right? It feels so good. You're in your comfort zone. It feels like empowering. You're embodying.
Feels like a snuggie.
It feels like a snuggie, dude. Perfectly said. It does. It feels like a snuggie. And essentially what we mean by it feels like a snuggie is it's so easy to get into a routine of being comfortable with the same person every day. And that's not a bad thing, right? To be with the same person every day is not necessarily a bad thing. That's actually a beautiful thing. That's a great thing for you to be comfortable enough and be okay enough with yourself to where you are able to spend your life with someone every day. Now that's amazing. Codependency is when it starts to tip into almost like the same type of energy as addiction. So in addiction, right, whether you're addicted to a substance, a state of mind, something having to do with sex or something having to do with, people can be addicted to anything. You know, there's a show out there on Bravo, I believe. It's called My Strange Addiction. You know, people are, some of them are addicted to sleeping with a hairdryer. Because it gives them a sense of comfort. Basically, what this all revolves around is a state of comfortability. Would you agree?
A state of comfortability, but also not allowing yourself to grow.
Perfectly said. So it's like a catch-22. It's essentially like a paradox. So everything that we strive to do, be, have, experience in this life revolves around essentially, I mean, at the end of the day, regardless of how much money you have or regardless of how many partners you've been with or how long you've been married or how many children you have, regardless of any circumstances in life, it really does revolve around happiness. That's what the base level, everything in this experience revolves around your relationship to happiness. Anything that caters to your joy, that caters to your happiness, is beautiful and amazing, and you want more of it, and we encourage you to exercise and participate in any experiences or activities in life that that encourage and assist you in embodying a greater happiness. But, there's a but, there is a balance. With happiness and with being with people that you love and that you give your heart and your soul to, there comes a point in many, many relationships, most relationships, whether it's a partnership, a loving relationship, loving like being lovers, whether you're a husband and a wife, whether you are a mother to a son or a father to a daughter or a father to a son, a mother to a daughter, whatever it might be, any sort of relationship in your life is based around a sense of comfortability. So it's like, how comfortable do you feel at the family dinner? You know, Thanksgiving dinner, everyone's around the table. You got, Uncle Ben over there, and he's drunk and acting crazy. It's like, how comfortable do you feel around, or do you want to spend your life with Uncle Ben? No. When Uncle Ben's not there, how do you feel when it's just your parents, right? Or how do you feel when it's just your wife or your husband or your lover? These are all levels of comfortability. So Colin, if you don't mind, bro, I would love for you to share with me an experience that you've had in your life, if you're cool with that, if it resonates with you, share with me an experience that you've had in your life, any type of relationship that you can define as being codependent. It doesn't even need to be in your life, something that you've experienced or someone that you've that you love, that you know, that's been codependent, anything having to do with your understanding of codependence. What does a codependent relationship look like? What does it feel like? Spill the beans, brother.
Okay, I find the most important thing that I realized was basically codependency kind of...
No, you're good. No, basically, no, that's all good. So codependency essentially is in... No, we're good. We're good. In simple terms, right? It's very easy, just for listeners, just for you guys to get a grasp and get an understanding. It's very easy to have an idea in mind and not be able to fully express that idea in the way that it comes out in our thoughts, right? And that's something here in obviously being in radio that we experience quite a bit, right? But with that comes also the ability to pull experiences from your life. It comes from a pure and an honest and a genuine place of having that experience and being privy and being wise to these certain experiences. So, Colin, I'll just share with you an experience that I've had in my life to where I've seen codependence, where I've experienced certain levels of codependency. And then you can tell me what you think, and then we'll just kind of like bounce it back and forth. So I've noticed that, Mom, Dad, if you're listening, I love you. Something that's very interesting. And then we all go, you know, we all have these experiences. I've noticed a codependency between my parents, right? I've noticed a codependency within myself. I've noticed a codependency within most of the relationships that my close friends and family are in. You know, codependency is something that is, it kind of just comes over time. But at the same time, the reason why we're hosting the show is to assist you, listeners, anybody that's out there, in understanding that there is a line, that there is a balance between maintaining happiness, a state of comfortability, maintaining being in your comfort zone, while also still expanding and still growing. Like you said earlier, Colin, you said it's about being in your comfort zone, but also being limited in your ability to grow, right?
Definitely.
So if we're in our comfort zone, but we're also limiting ourselves in our ability to grow, expand, then there's something that needs to change, you know?
I think you have to be uncomfortable to change.
Beautifully said. I couldn't agree more.
And like you said, it was a comfort zone. So
right,
pretty much like if there's a way for you to be uncomfortable, then that is you separating yourself from the codependency. And I've realized
yes,
that like when you are codependent, when you're like in the thick of it,
right.
One, you don't know that you are codependent unless you actually think about and study these things.
Right.
But the second thing is you share emotions when you're together, and it's really dangerous. Like it kind of is it keeps growing by the level of like, I don't know, like if one person is sad, then the next person comes in and is kind of like, well, what's wrong? And then,
yeah.
And then you yourself are like, then you start to feel an emotion.
Yes.
And it gets stronger than theirs. And then they start bouncing off it, and it just like,
yes,
kind of balloons up.
It does. Perfectly
and
said.
I think, to me, the thing that really fixed or at least helped things is just leaving for like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Just like go on a walk or something. Because like when you start spiraling, you don't know where it'll go.
Right. Right. It's like it literally is. I mean, just in the same way of the way that the cosmos work. The sacred patterns of the cosmos of the universe. You look at any form of creation from this, from the mitochondria of a cell to how a cell reproduces itself to how a pine cone grows to even how the cosmos expand and grow. It's like this vortex, this spiraling nature. And same thing with our emotions. The exact same sacred geometry applies to our emotional state of being. So when we are codependent and we're in a codependent relationship, and all we really want to do is focus on assisting the person that we're sharing our life with in feeling better, but they don't want to accept that. There's something within them that does not want to give in and feel better. They reinforce their misalignment by saying, no, I don't agree with what you're saying, or I don't see where you're coming from, or it's just this back and forth banter to where, just exactly like you explained, Colin, it creates in a potential for very, very toxic energy. And that toxic energy is what is the essence of the downside of a codependent relationship, right? Now, the upsides of a codependent relationship, obviously, you know that there's always going to be someone there for you. You know that you are always going to dedicate your life, your heart, your mind, and your soul to this person. But there is, once again, a line drawn in the sand. At what point do you choose that your happiness, your alignment, your relationship with self is more important than the feeling or the relationship of another person? And once again, that also ties into, the law of attraction. Reflections of like how we are all reflections of each other. So if you change yourself, if you change your relationship with yourself, the reflection of that person will change. But then that's a whole other level of parallel realities and quantum physics and all that stuff. So basically what we're saying is, in a nutshell, it's beautiful and, like Colin said, delicious to...
But I think you can have all of those good things without being codependent. It's totally possible. Yes. Like, there's a lot of healthy marriages or unions out there.
There are, yes.
And honestly, I feel like...
Right. No. There are. There's a lot of... I understand. There's a lot of healthy relationships out there. A lot of healthy unions where people are able to experience all those levels of love and appreciation and compassion and understanding for one another while still maintaining a sense of self-empowerment. That's what it is, self-empowerment. So when the emotional status of someone that you care about and that you love becomes first priority over your own emotional well-being, that's when you put yourself at risk.
Well, actually, you are putting them at risk as well.
Oh, because, yes.
Yeah, because if you are in a bad emotional place, then you can't be, one, the person that they need.
Right.
Or even the person that they want.
Right.
So it's kind of like you change yourself in a negative way when you don't focus on how you feel.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dude, beautifully said. Say that again. So you change yourself. You change yourself in a negative way when you don't focus on how you feel.
Yeah, but you also change how you can also affect them negatively.
Right.
And you aren't making yourself better by not focusing on how you feel.
Right.
And you're not making it better for anyone else that is needs you.
Exactly. Right. And I guess that goes back to the old classic saying of, like, you know, we can only be as good to others as we are to ourselves, right? So that's why it is so important to put yourself in. And keep in mind,
this doesn't mean ignoring everyone.
Yes.
It means you balance, honestly. It just means, like,
yes,
you
brother.
Need to figure out what either, like, yes, you can do 3 hours. You can go get something for your spouse for 3 hours, but then you have an hour for yourself. You go on a walk or,
right,
like, literally whatever makes you happy.
Right.
But and
Yes. Yeah,
it's balance. Like, you give more, but you also give yourself as not as much, but as needed.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. When you feel that desire to do something, to take a walk, to go to the beach, to spend time with a friend, to hop on the phone with mom and dad, or whatever it is, whatever you feel inclined to do, you got to do that. Sit in nature, in silence, go on a hike, whatever you want. It is of the most importance that you understand how precious your relationship to your happiness really is. So at the end of the day, your relationship with your happiness dictates every single relationship in your life. So if you are not happy with yourself, or if there are certain misalignments within yourself that you seem to be experiencing with other people, what that means is you need to take care of self. You need to go back to the drawing board, come back, and take care of yourself. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about how the person that you are codependent with is feeling. As difficult as it is to learn to let go of your control over other people's emotions is essentially the key to that balance that you're talking about. Would you agree?
Yeah. So then on the other side of things,
right,
codependency is like what it does to your brain. Not only makes you comfortable, but it does all, I mean, it makes you comfortable, but it makes you comfortable chemically.
Right.
Like, it releases dopamine, and then you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it literally does the same thing as being addicted to any drug.
Right.
You're just, well, not any drug, but most drugs that are addictive.
Of course. No, totally.
Yeah. And one of my therapists told me that, and he's like,
that's beautiful.
You don't only have a problem with this, but you also have a problem with codependency on pretty much anyone you meet.
Right.
And it's like, and I think until I personally fix myself, or anyone out there fixes themselves,
right,
you'll always kind of like attract it like a key in a lock.
Yes.
Like you'll, there'll be like 1,000 people in a room, and you walk in, and I don't know, it's a meet and greet. Let's just say it's a meet and greet.
Sure.
You will attract yourself to the person that is the lock to your key.
Yes.
And you will like, that dysfunction will happen. And right. The only way to make that not happen in rooms of 1,000 people are basically fix yourself, and you won't be attracted to that lock anymore.
Yes.
Or you won't even unlock it. It will just be, you won't find that person. You'll find someone that is more
Right, yeah. Right. Like you'll find someone, you will attract someone that is essentially like a better vibrational equivalent to assisting you in embodying your highest and greatest self. So like, when you're in a state of codependency, or when you are in a state of being like you said, right? So it's not necessarily about the other person. And guys, listeners, keep this in mind, right? Over 90% of the global population experiences codependency at some point in their life. Probably more than 90%, but those were the statistics that I pulled up on Google before we did the show today. It's roughly about 90% of the entire global population experiences codependency at some point in their life. So to think that literally 90%, that's billions of people. That's like 5.5 billion people, if not more, 6 billion people, 6.5 billion. That's a lot of people that are experiencing codependency, right? So all we're saying here on today's show is learn how to draw the line in the sand between maintaining your happiness
and a healthy relationship.
And a healthy relationship.
No, you're like added to it. So it's like, yeah.
Right, exactly. So it's like that balance between making sure that you put yourself first without being selfish in the sense of, like you said earlier, like not caring about anybody else or like, we don't want to do that. We want to care about everyone. We want to care how people feel. We want to do our best to help people and assist people to our greatest potential. But at the same time, if that becomes a burden on us, that's when we need to take a step back and put ourselves first. Because once again, it loops right back around. We can only be as good to others as we are to ourselves. So I'll share with you guys. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's easier to help people. Like if a homeless person gives 10% of their money away, let's say he makes $50 a day, then he's not going to be as helpful as if he were to succeed, get rich, and have the same mindset.
Absolutely.
Like, he could help a lot more people when he is better himself.
Yes.
Whatever the reason, I'm not.
No, you're beautifully. No, absolutely. It could be any reason in the world for that person being in that specific situation.
Yeah, but you when you build yourself up, you're able to help more people that way.
Yes. 100%, bro. Yes. And that. So that understanding that the greatest service to mankind is service to self. That's something that I struggled with for a really long time, and I'm still in the process of understanding and learning more of it. I feel like I've been able to get a much better grasp on it than previously, but there's still a lot of work to do. It's just like you said, when you allow yourself the means to be, do, and have that in which inspires you, that in which empowers you, that in which assists you in seeing clearly the path in which you wish to walk. When you put yourself, your happiness, your alignment with higher self, your alignment with source, call it whatever, the universe, source, God, whatever you want to call it, creation, when you put your alignment with that cosmic energy before your alignment with any other individual, that's when you can actually be the best example, best version of self, best reflection for anybody that you experience in your life, for anybody that comes into your life experience. So really what it comes down to is once again, I think, like you said at the beginning, Colin, it's about finding that balance. So let's move on to the next facet of this. So how does someone find balance in – so let's say, okay, you've been in a codependent relationship. I'm just saying – when I say you, listeners, I'm saying you being anybody out there, anybody that's experienced this. By the way, guys, once again, feel free to email us, Colin and I here on davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Ask us any questions. If you experience codependency and you want a little bit more information on it, feel free to, once again, shoot us an email. Or if there's just something going on you want to talk about it, absolutely feel free to shoot us an email. We're always here to help and assist and guide. That's, once again, that's what we do. That's why we're here. So also want to let you guys know, if you just tuned into the show, we are talking about codependency. If you guys just tuned in to the show here on LA Talk Radio, we are talking about how to precisely be aware, how to precisely identify. That's the word I was looking for. How to identify when you have put your happiness secondary to someone else's. What we're trying to share with you on today's episode, today's show, is you are the most important in your universe. You are the most important individual in your entire universe. If you are putting anybody else above your happiness, you are not going to be able to serve those other people in the way that you wish. And that is simply what it comes down to. You must put your happiness above all other things in your life.
And that's not to say to make people sad.
Exactly. Perfectly said.
Don't make people sad on your way to get happy. That's not what we mean at all.
Yes.
It just means focusing on your happiness, not necessarily allowing yourself to try to fix someone's emotions.
Yes. Because
you cannot do that. Like, you cannot fix anyone else's emotions. They have to fix their own emotions. You are not in charge of them. Like,
right.
Emotionally, you are not in charge of them.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And so, Colin, that actually brings up another thing that
I can say I've struggled with in my life that I don't have an answer to. So the question would be, like you just said, how does someone take steps towards being the greatest version of themselves by putting themselves, their happiness, by putting their alignment before anything else, while simultaneously being with someone, or not even necessarily a partner relationship? It could be a parent, could be a brother, could be a sister, could be a partner, could be a child, anything. While simultaneously living or being in an experience with someone that you only want to help. So here's someone, you only want to help them, you only want to do everything in your God-given power to assist them in their alignment, assist them in being happier, assist them in being their greatest version, assist them in embodying their highest, greatest, and best, most aligned self, while simultaneously also doing your best to maintain your alignment. So it's like, I guess the better question would be, when you feel like you have the answer to someone's emotional turmoil, right? When you feel like
unless that answer is words, then don't do it.
Right.
Like it.
Right.
Unless it. Okay. Like if that person's emotional because they're $100 short on rent, then you can fix that with money. Money things.
Sure.
Yeah. Like.
Sure.
But most of the help that you do should be words. Other like explaining it to them how to do it, but they need to do it themselves.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
If you can help them in some way with stuff or whatever, then do that. But like,
right,
you can't change their emotions for them.
Right. And that's a heavy thing. That's a heavy thing to take on, to know that you don't have control over anybody else but yourself.
And if you do have control, then you're codependent.
Yeah, beautifully said, bro. Yeah,
like if you
perfectly said,
if you were to have control over someone else's emotions, then and they had control over yours, that is literally what codependency is.
That is what codependency is.
And so if we can, like, you just can't affect people that way. I don't know. You can't change it for them. Yeah.
Right. It's like. Yeah, no, man. Perfectly said. So, I'm gonna open up another facet of this topic. How do you know if you're codependent? I'm sure there's listeners out there that are listening to the show, and they're thinking to themselves, "Well, I feel like I have a great relationship with my parents, or I have a great relationship with my child, or I have a great relationship with my wife, or I have a great relationship with my husband." How do I know if I'm codependent? That, I think being able to define, it's once again that line in the sand. And I keep bringing that line in the sand up because it's true. Understanding the line in the sand. Being there as much as you can, as consistently as you can for another person, while simultaneously putting your alignment first and your happiness first, can be a very tricky experience and a very a sensitive experience as well. So, you might not necessarily have a direct answer for this, but why not ask? You know, mm-hmm. Colin, how do you know if you're codependent?
All right, so it's essentially like, let's say if you have the dominant traits in what I'm about to say,
okay,
then you're probably codependent, and then you can just talk to a therapist.
Beautiful.
But like, it's
beautiful.
Like, if you were to have more of these than not, then you probably are border or whatever.
Right, right. So this would be like a good, like, compass. So listeners, check this out. This is a nice little compass. If you resonate with these things, if you experience some of these things that Colin's going to share with you, then you might want to think about chatting with a therapist or even chatting with your partner, chatting with whoever you might be sharing these feelings with, and find a compromise, like a greater peace.
I use an online therapist. And
that's awesome.
It's like $60 a month.
Wow.
And you can like text them, which is the best thing.
That's tremendously affordable and amazing.
Yeah, because you can just text them like at 3 o'clock in the morning and they'll answer whenever they answer.
Whoa.
11 a.m. or whatever.
That's really cool.
And it's helped me a lot because, I don't know, going into a therapist's office, like, that's when you're going to talk. It's, like, really annoying to me. Like, I just want to be able to, like, talk about it whenever I'm feeling it.
Yes! Yeah. Not have, like, a schedule type because things come up at different times.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, okay, I know I'm going to be here at
4 o'clock in the morning. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I can't go call my therapist right now. Like, just text them.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Dude, that's amazing. Okay, so symptoms of codependency. Let's hear it, brother.
A pattern of unstable personal relationships.
Okay.
Inability to be alone for an extended period. Chronic boredom and emptiness. Self-sacrificing nature, which is what we were talking about.
So wait, stay on that for a sec. So a self-sacrificing nature, what would be an example of a self-sacrificing nature?
God, I don't know.
Like, here we go. Like we were just talking about, like you said, putting someone else's happiness as a priority over yours.
I also think it's like addiction. You all.
Yeah.
You
definitely,
like, if you're addicted to something really hard or whatever,
right,
then that is also self-sacrificing nature, because you're like, the way that it was for me is like, you're like, today is that day that I'm going to do that thing,
right,
and like, I'll fix everything tomorrow.
Yes.
And then tomorrow comes and you're like, today I can, that's what I'm going to do today.
Right.
And then tomorrow.
And then tomorrow. Right. And it keeps, it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, it's just, it never kind of.
Yeah. Well, that's self-sacrificing for sure.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful.
The overwhelming need for love and affection. Control issues.
Oh, word.
Dishonesty and denial.
Yep.
Low self-worth.
Wow.
So, I mean,
that's heavy shit, man.
Yeah, but some of these relate to other people. Some of these are a lot about just like low self-worth, control issues, self-sacrificing natures. Those are ones that are just personal. They don't even have to do with anyone else.
Right.
And then there's other ones. Like, I feel like most of this is about you, not about the other person.
Absolutely.
Even though that's kind of counterintuitive.
Once again, the power of the paradox. It's the catch-22. It's like, it is all about you. It's all about your relationship with yourself versus your relationship with a codependent person, right? So, I want to touch on one of these right here. So, in the symptoms of codependency, one of the things that gets brought up here, inability to be alone for any extended period, right? So here's the thing, guys. If you find yourself depressed or sad or down or in a state of, in a lackadaisical state, when you are not with the person that you feel most comfortable being with, that is also something to keep in mind in regards to, you know, maybe accepting the fact that there is a core feeling of codependence. But once again, the reason why I brought that one up, inability to be alone for an extended period of time, find something that brings you joy. So when that person leaves and you feel, oh, this emptiness, this depth, or this loneliness, that's another one. It's right here. Chronic boredom or emptiness. So inability to be alone for an extended period or chronic boredom or emptiness. In that time that you're not with that person, it's like an addiction. In that time that you're not using, right, what would you be doing? How would you be expressing your creative energy? So I think that's a good first step to assist people that have recognized that they're codependent in moving forward. Okay, so here we are throughout the show. We talked about what codependency is, symptoms of codependency, how people self-sacrifice, all this stuff. Okay, so we recognize. Now, we've gone through enough information throughout the duration of the 40 minutes of this show to recognize whether we are, when I say we, I mean any listeners, anybody that's out there, whoever's participating in today's show, or if it's an archive and you're listening, then of course this applies to you still. We've been able to identify what a codependent relationship looks like, okay? So from that point moving forward, the next time you are not with this person, I feel like the next step to healing this codependency would be finding what you would do, defining for yourself what would you do to express your creative energy if this person wasn't here. Or even, oh, the person's gone for an hour. What do I do?
Clean the dishes.
Clean the dishes.
Whatever.
Right? Exactly. Clean the dishes. So it's like, okay, so I want cleanliness. I need to clean. I need to clean up my space. I want clarity. I want cleanliness. And then it goes even deeper. Okay, what? And it's like, okay, now that everything's clean, now what? Do I draw? Do I pull out a canvas and start making art? Do I pull up GarageBand and start making music? It's like, what do I do to express my, and when I say me and my, I'm talking about you or listeners, I'm talking about everyone. We're all interconnected. We're all experiencing the same things. We're all one version of creation expressing itself in infinite fractals. So we all experience this stuff. You know, it's like, so what are you going to do when you're not with that person? And I think answering that for yourself is huge. What do you get passionate about when you are not with this person? When you're not surrounded with this person doing your daily routine or doing whatever you guys do together, what brings you joy? For me, it's music. For me, it's writing and like journaling and radio and doing podcasts, which there's going to be a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about, podcasts and other integration of radio with LA Talk Radio and just amazing things and amazing platforms to share this information that we're so excited about, you know, setting up and sharing with you guys. So it's basically, it's like, what are you passionate about? I think that's a good question too. What are you passionate about? Whatever you're passionate about, be a direct vibrational equivalent to fulfilling any emptiness that you have in your heart. The only reason why we have emptiness or why we feel emptiness is because we're not expressing our energy properly. We're not allowing our energy to channel through us properly. There's some creative energy that's stuck somewhere that we're not allowing a release for. What do you think about that?
I think if you find that thing that takes you out of this world, I don't know how to explain
it. Right, 100%. That you're passionate, inspired to do, excited to do, right?
I don't even think it has to be that, though. It could be working out, which
right.
Not for sure. Everyone is that inspired to do.
No, of course, absolutely, you're right.
I feel like anything you can do to be, like, happy away from that person will be a step in the right direction, but it is ultimately about fixing yourself.
It is. So I think, see, that's what I love about the show is like we come to an understanding and it's like, and then we come to a point where all of a sudden we realize it really comes back to self. And Colin, thank you for bringing that awareness, because that really is what everything we're talking about. I'm going to go on a bigger scale. Of course, today's show is about codependency, but even on a larger scale, beyond codependency, just on your day-to-day, moment-to-moment relationship with your joy, it has to do with what you just said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again. So basically it's the relationship the relationship to happiness, the relationship to self-empowerment, the relationship to doing things that inspire you. That's what it's being inspired and knowing what you're inspired by and being able to take the things that you're inspired by and take action on those things and run with it. Any inspiration, any form of empowerment that you experience, you take it and you run with it. And you just follow that inspiration. You follow that joy. You follow that happiness. You follow that empowerment. And you will see firsthand that you came to this planet with a very specific and important purpose. And that purpose, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is, whether you work with numbers or you work with writing or you work with media or you work with social media, whatever it might be, that all loops back around to you taking action on your inspiration. And the only reason why we as human beings tend to become codependent is because we get so comfortable with a reoccurring, habitual, daily experience that we tend to forget to express our creative energy. And creative energy doesn't just have to do with creativity in the sense of music or art or pottery or right. Creative energy is anything. Creative energy is coding, computer coding. Creative energy is being a producer on a film set or a gaffer or whatever it is. It's expressing your passion. Creative energy is expressing your passion. That's all it is. So when you're passionate about something and you feel in your heart this drive to do something, you got to do it. And by taking action on that, you will be able to heal any codependent relationships in your life. Because when that moment comes, when you're not with that person anymore and you're feeling lonely, just like the symptoms of codependency described for us, if you feel emptiness or loneliness, you get to fill that void with something that invigorates you, that lights you up, that inspires you, that brings light and brightness to your life.
And then that'll bring light and brightness to your partner's life.
Yes.
And in turn, it'll make things better.
Yes. But yes.
It's not about not doing anything for anyone else. It's about being in the right place to do everything for everyone or do whatever you can for anyone else.
Beautiful.
Like being in the right place for yourself, then you can do more.
Right. Right. Put your alignment as first priority. When your alignment becomes second priority or third priority or low on the priority list in relationship to other people's happiness, that's when you, and then once again, that pulls up in the symptoms of codependency. That is self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice. Wow, it's amazing how everything like ties in to each other.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's so fascinating how they all are, everything is so intertwined, right? Everything. So guys, with the 1 minute that we have left here on the Vibration Station, if there's one loving, compassionate, humble message that Colin and I could share with you guys, it's put your happiness, your alignment above all else, while, as Colin said earlier, simultaneously not hurting or affecting anyone negatively in the process. Be good to yourself, express your creative energy, talk to whoever you need to talk to get clarity. Practice whatever you need to practice to get clarity, to get into a greater alignment with self. And you will be the best example and the most genuine example of inspiration and empowerment and alignment for every single person in your life. The partner that you might be codependent with, the child, the parent, whatever the relationship is, follow your inspiration, follow your empowerment. And so as long as you do that, take action on your inspiration, you will live the life that you came here to live. You will be, do, and have everything that you anticipated. So as long as you follow your inspiration while simultaneously understanding that your inspiration and alignment and empowerment with yourself is a direct reflection of every single relationship with anybody you have in your life. I think that's it, bro. Yeah?
Okay, well, have a good day, everyone.
Beautiful. Once again, guys, we love you with all of our hearts. We have dedicated our heart, mind, and soul here on the Vibration Station to assisting anybody and everybody out there that is a vibrational equivalent to receiving this information. If you guys want to email us, feel free to do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. We will absolutely see you next Sunday. Once again, guys, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Love you guys. We'll see you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.